views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and darn sexy people. Woo-hoo! What an awesome weekend this has been. I'm out here at my home hanging with 30 amazing souls between the volunteers and the attendees for Creation Station. And if we had quite an amazing weekend for me. We are bringing in tons of information for you and narrowing down with such clarity what the creation process is and why we have been given over the years information that we've been given, how it all corresponds, how it dovetails into why we need to do it. And literally, they're bringing the science and the spiritual together so that we understand how everything is working. So just yippee that I got to do this, and yippee that these amazing souls turned up, and yippee that you're going to get to reap the benefits too today. So I want to start out by giving you the most important piece of information that has come in this weekend because of all of us and our energy asking and holding the focus on being and experiencing and allowing ourselves to accept that we are God. So first of all, I need to quickly define what an IDF is. IDF stands for intrinsic data field. Come back. Don't go away. Don't get all like, oh my God, this is sounding so technical on me. All an IDF is a pattern of information. And everything has an information field or IDF associated with it. Now, it's very interesting how this came in because I was channeling what I was supposed to teach and go over this weekend. And they took me to page numbers in Ramtha the White Book. And right after that, they took me to page numbers in Conversations with God. And I wrote both of them down, 200-01, page 200 through page 201. But I happened to write it down like one right above the other, and I went, well, how bizarre. How bizarre is this that it's exactly the same page numbers, and then I really got this whole feeling washing over me that these weren't page numbers, and I started to test it, and they would not even let me use the word frequency. They will now, by the way. We can call it a frequency, but we had to understand what an IDF is, which is the pattern of information that is captured in our energetic blueprint. So the frequency or IDF of 200-01 is the ability to know we are God. So in other words, it's knowing that we are God, knowing it as an experience, knowing it as a piece of knowledge. So there's a lot coming in that we're going to go into today in the workshop, but just know that all of the things they have asked you to direct as in your day before you ever get out of bed is bringing about the balance of the IDF field of 200-01. Which is knowing that you're God. There's certain things that have to be in place energetically for you to be able to access this knowledge from your field so that you can really stay in your knowing. So I would love for everyone to start playing around with that. First of all, they're saying just play around with I am the frequency of 200-01. I am the frequency of knowing that I'm God. Just start playing around with that and then use it specifically around a health issue, money issue, relationship issue, wherever it is that you want to focus it, so that you can bring in the highest information and knowledge and know that you are the power that actually creates around that subject what you want. What you want. Okay, hold on. There's something. This will help you clear physical imbalances in your body or mental imbalances around money or any other subject. You know, we have to go to the energy first, and then it takes over and becomes physical. And boy, they gave us so much discernment about how that actually happens. And this whole weekend has been an affirmation that we are teaching and learning scientific principles through the perspective of spirituality. And so that, because I think a lot of us allow ourselves to defer into the, well, you know, it's spiritual and I don't understand it, so sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And if I'm lucky, it'll work. And if I'm not, like, you know, because we don't really understand how it works. When you understand how it works, and of course, my beautiful friend Tanya came down and filmed this. So we will be able to have a record to offer to all of you about this amazing discernment that we are getting this weekend. Okay, I think I'm going to go to the calls because I always know that you're going to bring in even more. So we're going to start with Jeannie in Utah. Hi, honey, you're on.
Good morning.
Morning.
Well, I was told I should call you by my sister, so I'm not exactly sure. So, oh,
well, let's just stop there. Okay. So, you know, it's great that we have friends and relatives and people who love us that go, you really should do this, you really should do this. To do it just because they said you should do it is okay, but then the channel wants to know it's more important what you want out of this. So why did you call? Why? What do you want that propelled you to call today?
To know what the channel might have for me. I'm trying to be very open, and I'm learning, and I'm searching for within myself, and I just
for
want
what?
To know.
What are you searching for, Jeannie?
My own power, my...
Okay.
Knowing
so
what
that,
I want, instead of doing that, it for everybody else.
But you see, if you're the God of you, you can define that God either way. I'm the God of me that gives me up and to take care of everybody else. I'm the God of me that loves me and puts myself first. And then, because I take care of myself, I'm able to serve others. Which God do you want to be, Jeannie?
God of me. And I know that I can be the God of me and still
well,
help other people. But I don't have to. I guess it's this transition of having put myself in the back of all this time. Now it's integrating it where it's both. I can serve myself as well as serve others.
Well, yes, but where does that come from? If I don't take care of other people, what's the message then? Are you a bad little girl? Because that's what I'm getting.
Yes.
Good little girls give themselves up to take care of everybody else.
Yes.
Okay.
It makes me feel bad.
It makes you, yeah. Well, you're the only one that can turn that around, baby.
And I know that. That search, and that's why I was just calling to see what the channel might offer.
What the channel is offering is sending it back to you.
Okay.
You see, what you're saying to me, baby, is that you know exactly what you want. And yet, in knowing what you want, you won't allow the God of you to allow you to feel good about that choice. So until you know it's you saying to yourself, you can't feel good about taking care of yourself first. Until you can turn around and go, you know, Jeannie, I, who am the only one that you have to work with right now, I'm giving you absolute permission to take care of yourself first, because I know when you take care of you, you will step forward to take care of the people you love when you can. But the channel's also saying, you're spending an awfully lot of time trying to take care of people who don't really want to be taken care of. Is that true?
Yes, they have two teenagers. I have a husband whose health is not great. I have people around me that their health is not great, and I have no power to help them other than sending them love and trying to send them prayers and healing. But other than that,
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you can do that every day without giving yourself up. But you're fighting yourself. And as long as all of you, and I'm talking to everybody here, as long as all of you aren't integrated together and working together as a whole and fighting yourself, then your body will ultimately experience breakdown somehow. Depression, anxiety, health issues, cancer, because you get angry at yourself for not doing what you know you want to do. You're not giving yourself permission, right?
Correct.
To actually follow through on what you know is your highest good. So do you want to give yourself permission to do that today?
I want to do that for a long time other than just today, because you're the second person who told me I will get sick if I don't start doing something. So thank you.
But you didn't answer my question, Jeannie.
Well,
do you want to give yourself permission right now in this minute to do that?
Yes.
Okay. See, it boggles my mind a little bit why you had to think about it. When you say you've been wanting to do it for so long?
It's the feelings that are coming up.
Well, welcome those feelings. Those are old sense memories. And when all those things come up, that's your little girl, baby, your little girl in past life stuff. So bring it to the forefront and start talking to it and go, aha, I caught you. I feel those feelings and I hear those thoughts. This is not what I want anymore. This is not what we're going to do anymore. What we're going to do is we're going to joyfully give ourselves permission to honor ourselves and take care of ourselves and then support others when it makes us feel good. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, baby. So quit. It's the snap of a finger, Jeannie. It's easy, but you got to make the choice to do it. All right, sweetheart. Okay. You can do this. Good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so guys, you know, I'm going to say it again. If you hear it and you get the answer and you don't act on it, the buck stops with you. Otherwise, you're going to be hearing the same thing 5, 10, 15, 20 years or lifetimes from now. You got to walk through the door. You got to take action. You know, something's coming in. I'm hoping Jeannie's still on the line because something's coming in now about kind of a need is the highest word, a need to be sick in some way that you're earning a better place. If you're sick in some way, either, and sickness can be mental, physical, spiritual, chemical, right? So I invite everybody, and that's funny because we're talking a lot today at Creation Station about health. I want everybody to step forward right now and say, I'm ready, willing, and able to experience beautiful, glowing, fabulous health until I decide to leave. There you go. So it is. All righty. We're going to Anna in New York. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi. So I'm just calling to see if there's any information. My brother is currently experiencing a health challenge, my older brother. And so just wondering if there's anything that could be help to guide him. He's in the hospital. He's got a heart and lung thing going on.
Well, the first thing that came in, Ann, is that he's giving his responsibility away to everybody else. Is that true?
Potentially, yeah, might be.
Well, that's pretty easy to recognize. If he's not taking responsibility for his own life, you know, using a lot of excuses about why he can't create, you know, borrowing money, living off of other people, I don't know what it is. But his heart is breaking because he will not step up to the plate. Those are
okay.
The highest words. So does that make sense to you?
Some of it does. I don't know that he's borrowing money.
Well, I'm just using those as examples.
Okay.
He has to step up and go, I'm taking control of this. I'm going to create what I want now.
Okay.
It's not up to the doctors. It's up
okay.
to him. The doctors can help him.
Yeah.
But he needs to accept the responsibility of his own health.
Okay.
All righty. Hold on. Is there anything higher? Nope. That's it. Thank you, baby.
Thank
I wish
you.
Him. I wish him luck.
Great.
Oh, we have
Thank
all
you.
These Anns in a row here. Ann in California. Hi.
Hi, and another health question.
Interesting, okay.
Yeah, my dad had an incident when I was talking to him on the phone, and he had him call 911, and you know TIA?
Yes, a TIA is like a mini stroke.
Stroke, yep. So it turns out he was having that happen to him, and I'm so proud of my brother and sister and I, and I feel great about we all live far away, but we all rallied together and helped him and helped each other. Towards he can't acknowledge anything that we did, or he won't verbalize it. So I just
why do you care?
I would say I can't imagine not saying thank you to your children.
Okay, but he can. And see, you don't.
That's
you didn't
what I'm
do
trying to understand. What is that? Why can't? What is in someone's head that can't say thank you?
But the channel's more concerned about why you need it.
Why so not? Why wouldn't I?
Well, you didn't do this so you could get thanks. You did this because you loved your father and you wanted to help him, right?
Of course. Yes.
So why do you need the thank you? Hold on. Sheets, book. Give me a movie, any movie that drops in.
Wizard of Oz.
Okay. Well, I'm going to the end where Glinda says to Dorothy, you have the power all along, Dorothy. You see, your power doesn't come from his thank you.
Uh-huh.
Your power comes from the love of you choosing to step forward and do what you needed to do. That's where your power is. You don't have to have anybody acknowledge you. Sure, it's nice. We know on this planet.
Right.
I know as an actor, right?
Right.
It's
right.
Nice to be acknowledged. But I also know that when I walk out of an audition and I've done everything I can, it doesn't matter if I even hear about feedback. It just doesn't matter. So that's what they want you to get, is that you're still trying. Okay, they're giving me the song Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places.
Oh.
You're not going to find your love through verbal thank yous. You are the love that you are looking for and trying to get from him giving you a thank you and I appreciate you and how wonderful you are. But the channel would like to bring you back to your self-love and your completeness that you are without anybody else's input. And now they're showing me the red dot, which I strongly suggest all of you to start working with again.
Right.
Put a red dot up and you just practice sending love to it. Because you don't need a reason to love, guys. And you don't need a reason to feel love from other people.
Mm.
Is it true that you know your father loves you? That's all you need. To stay in that knowing. I love you whether you can say it or not. And I know you love me whether you can say it or not. I mean, my little dog can't say, I love you.
Oh, they sure show it.
But I know she does. Yeah.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah.
Well, it's not really different. And that's what they want you to get to see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, don't depend on him for your experience of love.
Okay.
Got it? This is a big one, Anne. This is a really big one for all of us.
Yeah.
Because
I feel hot. When you're saying these, like, my whole body is sweaty right now.
Well, that's good, because you get hot when the big information comes in.
Mm, great.
Yep. All right, love. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, here's Anne at Dee's house. Well, hi, Anne.
Hi, Dee.
What's up?
I'm out here on the patio sitting over here while everybody's listening to the call, and I just had to call in with a testimonial this morning. I was told I was going to get everything I needed here, and I got that and more. I am over the top, and I just want to say I love you. Thank you.
Oh, Anne. Thank you.
And I have my voice. Do you hear my voice?
I do hear your voice.
And I have my power. I have my power.
And your
Yay!
Joy. You walked out of the bedroom. You walked out of the bedroom this morning, and you looked like a Christmas light. You were so bright.
My light is shining. I am the light.
You are the light, baby. Well, thank you for calling, and tell everybody hi. I'll see him in a few minutes.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We are
having a good time, too.
Yeah, I know. Freedom is beside herself with everybody out here. So let me see. We're going to Iris in Philadelphia. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi, Dee. It's so great to talk with you.
You too.
I will definitely second what Anne just said about having a really amazing private with you a couple weeks ago.
Oh, goody.
Whatever that was.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was really awesome. I don't know. I guess the thing I'm looking at right now has to do with control.
Yeah. That's really what Anne was dealing with too, with her father. She wanted to control a scenario that she thought she needed in order for her to stay in love. So give me yours. Give me the situation.
Our catapult group, that's like, there's six of us for school. We're all making this project for 3 months and we work together, and on paper, there's no hierarchy. Like on paper, we all have power and status, but what happens in a group is that shifts, and sometimes people take power and sometimes it's given and sometimes people sort of just take over, and I'm trying to find
we worked on this in your private though, Iris.
Yeah, about
okay. If you don't come forward in your power, guys, people who want to be powerful will step up and usurp the power. Somebody has to fill in the part of the puzzle where the power is. And if it's not you, then you can't blame other people for stepping up to do it.
Right. No, that makes sense. I have been stepping up more, but sometimes I don't. Yeah, and that.
But sometimes you don't what?
Good. sometimes I don't know how to do it without feeling like I'm controlling. Like I'm off.
Well, there you go. There you go. Okay. So everybody, did you just hear? This is a perfect example of us fighting us. So, you know, I want more power and control in the group. And when I step up to do that, I feel like I'm too controlling and powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to laugh about that. I mean, that's like, holy hell, that's a no-win situation there.
Well, I wonder, like, is there a way to do it where I'm
yes, honey,
centering
with love.
The balance? Okay.
You do everything with love. But you see, Mother Teresa was incredibly powerful.
Yeah.
She walked into the middle of a war and stopped it, but she did it through love. So your fear, and we've covered that a lot this weekend, your fear is that you will be powerful in a negative way. That is literally the core of why we will not absolutely give over and allow ourselves to say, I am God, because we are in such fear that true power is the dark side, and we're going to misuse it, and we're going to make, you know, people unhappy. We're going to take advantage of them. But you know, if you're the God of you, Iris, you direct what God you are. So I am the powerful God of love that I am. And I step forward in my powerful love and be powerful. You can't misuse it, sweetheart, but it will give you the permission to come forward to do what you're asking yourself to do. Okay?
Great. Okay.
All right. Come on.
Deep breath over.
You can do this. You can do this. You've made strides.
Yeah.
Just keep going. You will see. And just expect people to embrace you and love you and accept you and honor you when you step forward into your power. You don't think I'm too powerful, do you?
No, Dee. No.
Okay. No. You don't think I use my power in a negative way, do you?
No, not at all.
Okay. So choose to be that.
Okay.
And then trust yourself. All right, sweet thing?
Oh, thank you, Dee. Okay.
You bet. I love you. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye.
All righty. We're going to, I believe, Miss Davina in Colorado. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi, wonderful, awesome Dee.
Hi. I like that greeting. What's up?
Well, I seem to have been such a wonderful creator of my life that this Monday, right around Halloween, I found interesting, is I slipped on ice and created a skull fracture concussion. And from that, they found polyps in my thyroid, which have not come back as far as whether they're cancer or not. But like, what's the story behind all this creation?
The first thing I heard is if you have to slip on the ice for them to find out that you have polyps on your thyroid, what a blessing. Swear to God, that's the first thing they gave me. But you see, you have to really choose that perspective as opposed to all this bad stuff is happening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
I kind of stopped you in your tracks there, didn't I? So what do you think about that?
Well, I found it interesting and was thinking, you know, I know that for making every negative is a positive, and I was thinking, okay, then there must be a reason I thought the polyps were there. At this point, they're thinking they're benign, but the biopsy hasn't come back yet.
What do you think?
What are you directing
your body? How are you directing your body to manifest this as health or as dis-ease?
Well, the only thing I can say is I probably would have ignored it and sort of pushed my way through it had it not been a message from my son saying, go get medical help. And then he flashed pictures of like Sonny Bono and the other actress that died that hit their head, thought they were okay, and then they were gone 2 days later because of blood clot.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, and I think that was sort of if you don't get to this medical, it's going to happen to you. And so, yeah, they had to put me on blood thinners and make sure that, yeah, the blood was circulating so I wouldn't get the blood clots. But I just was like, you know, wasn't expecting it, came out of nowhere and just going in on a Halloween time, and I was
okay.
What the hell?
First of all, they want you to know that Halloween doesn't have anything to do with it. And just
okay.
The fact that you are referencing Halloween means there's a belief in the dark side.
Okay.
That, you know, the dark side can somehow create you having this happen to you. So I ask you again, but because you never answered me, are you directing your body and the outcome to be what you want?
Yes.
Well, I get a no. So maybe you are now after talking to me, but you haven't been. You haven't been saying, okay, thyroid, you're clear. You're functioning perfectly. You know, you're in beautiful health. I'm sending you my light. I'm using the light within me, sending it to you with the intention of creating balance and health. I don't think you've been doing that, Davina, have you?
No, I haven't. I've been sort of in shock, what the hell's going on?
Exactly. Exactly. And that puts you in fear, which puts you in reaction, which doesn't allow you to be a conscious creator.
Right.
So
invoking my own power to create.
That's right. So if this all happened to teach you that, to bring you forward for yourself as your own conscious creator, because that's, they're saying, if you want an answer to why this happened, that's it. So you will wake up and start working with your own body and what you want.
Okay.
All right. And that goes for, everybody, guys. I mean, if I think, I could be wrong, but I think one of the biggest things that all the attendees have found this weekend is how much they have actually been falling out and really not doing the work that they thought they were doing. And that's what's going on with all of us, Davina. We have to be really conscious. It's simple, but we have to choose to do it. All right, baby?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you. Love you.
Much love you too. All right. We're interesting since we're dealing with health that all this health stuff's coming up. Allison in Canada. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm pretty awesome.
Excellent. First of all, thank you. I called in a couple of weeks ago, and you really helped me shift the energy, so I appreciate that.
Good, good. And did you thank yourself, by the way?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, because I can give you the information, but you shifted it. So I want you to take full responsibility of how awesome you are. Okay, what's next?
I'm phoning about my daughter. She's had some kind of seizure or fainting spell, and she's had tests. All the tests come back normal. And
how
so
old is she?
The champ. She is 24.
Well, I don't know what this means. Okay, hold on. That's the highest place we're going? Okay, I'm just going to tell you. When I was in high school, started fainting, and they called them seizures. And it was because I was growing too fast. Now, that doesn't make any sense to my mental mind, but those are the words, that's where they took me, that she's growing. Is it something within her that's growing too fast? That I get a yes on. Has she had an MRI? Is she going to get an MRI?
No. I think the ambulance personnel were talking about it, but the doctor didn't.
Well, I would request one. I would request an MRI. I mean, you don't just start, you know, it's about eating. No, it's about taking care of herself. No, it's something's growing too fast. That's all I would get an MRI.
Okay. She has made a decision to kind of turn her life around. And
in what way?
In a few months, she's had dealings with like anxiety and depression, and she doesn't eat and has a hard time taking care of herself. So she is starting to try to take care of herself.
Well, and sometimes, you know, our bodies will do that, and or the universe will do that to scare us into waking up. I'm not a doctor, so you guys have to go within yourself and see what you want to do. Talk to your doctor. I still get the suggestion to do an MRI. And now they want to go to why she doesn't take care of herself. It's a way she gets attention. Does she know that?
I know that. I don't know
okay.
if she knows that.
Well, she needs to know that, because it's kind of a sickness. I won't take care of myself, so stuff will happen, so people will feel sorry for me, so they'll have to take care of me and I'll get attention. Is that a pattern? Is that pretty accurate?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So this could be the last vestiges of that if she really does want to turn herself around. And if she doesn't and continues to do this, she will continue to, well, for God's sake, the word they're giving me is wither energetically. And when our energy withers and becomes small and shriveled up, going to create a lot of sickness.
Yeah, just fade away.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. So as her mother, this is really hard to hear. I know. What you cannot create for her, you know that. You can mirror for her and encourage her to love herself and take care of herself. And they want me to give this statement out for everyone again. I release you to your own divine I Am presence. And so it is.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You bet. And, you know, hopefully the doctor and she will come forward for that MRI, Allison. Thank you,
okay.
Sweetheart.
Thank you.
How interesting all of this is on health. Joy!
Joy.
Hi, baby.
Hello. Hi. I'm not sure why I called. Saint Germain told me to call. I had a big, I guess with the sort of confusion about the call last week and my 17-year-old, or whether it was me at 17 or my kids or whatever, sort of put me on a path, which was a great thing. Because this morning I guess I came into my power. I was thinking as I was listening to some of the calls that we say these things, we ask for these things, but we don't really believe we're going to get them, and that's why we don't. It has to be, I mean, I had to get to whatever certain point it was this morning to, I actually needed to ask a question. And I asked the question, and I picked the easiest, simplest question because I was afraid of what I'd hear, right? That was where I was. And so I got the message to hit the reset button, or the alt button, and to change my perspective, change my reality. And so I actually poked my heart because I wanted to do something physically, and it all came in. I see the world differently now. I realize nothing I ever did was wrong. Nothing that ever happened to me was wrong. This was all my path, and it's brought me where I am. But I had to be at the right place to
remember.
To remember it. That's a better, yes, to actually remember it. And I, it was the most amazing thing this morning at 4 o'clock that I ever had happened to me. And I've had lots of things.
So the reason you called today was to give us a beautiful testimonial. How wonderful.
Yes. Yes. But it made me realize what part of it was, is, you know, this asking and asking and asking and asking and thinking you're not getting it. Is there something, you know, you're not remembering or you're not, and yeah.
Yeah, it's like having enough money and having a beautiful home and having the car you want and going, God, I'm so worried about money.
Right.
You know, if you can't acknowledge that you are already there, then your reality will be that you are not already there.
And part of it was acknowledging the little things that I asked for or that showed up, and starting with simple things that I saw the pattern or whatever you want to call it, and acknowledging them. And that helped me realize and say to you and everybody that's listening that part of it is acknowledging all the little things, whatever they are that come, and acknowledge that you had something to do with it.
You had everything to do with
it. That's what turned that's what ended up turning it around.
Awesome. And what are the IDF frequencies of feeling and really knowing that you're God that I gave out? What are they?
200 to 201.
200-01. That's how I want you to write them down.
200-01. Okay.
That's the frequency of knowing we are God. So let's all take a moment to claim those frequencies around whatever issue you called in about. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you, darling.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I couldn't have done it without you, too. Thank you very much.
Oh,
I love
thank you, Joy. Well, we are good teammates, Miss Susan in Niagara Falls. Don't give away the surprise because I haven't given them out yet.
Okay. I want pictures, by the way, too.
Yeah, I know.
I'm calling just to say, hi, everybody. I love myself, and I love being there spiritually, and I just feel so good. And basically, you know, I've got a health issue, too. I'm going to go in to get a CT, and I claim 201-01. I am the God of me, and I create a beautiful, healthy body for myself.
Yes, and use the light within you and send it to that area and let the light envelop it and do its thing. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Great.
Good. Is there anything else to get? No, that's it. Good for you. Thanks, Susan.
Thank you. I love you. Bye-bye.
I love you too, baby. All right. I have to scroll down now. Scrolling. I think Miss... Okay. Is it Mary or Marilyn in North Carolina? Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee. I have been working with this energy around the original wound of the mother that you mentioned in the fear seminar or the fear webinar that we had recently.
Uh-huh.
And I am wondering if it has anything to do with betrayal.
Yes.
I'm waking up at 3:00 in the morning with a hot sweat and a lot of anxiety. And
okay, can you, darling, quit fighting the information that's trying to come in? Want to know the truth. So many of us are really scared of like, you know, I don't really want to know that my mom betrayed me. That would be too hurtful. But that's not true. Once you do know it, then you're free. Do you understand?
Well, I've always been a rebel in reaction to her all my life, but not so much in the last couple of years. I've kind of seen through her game that she's playing, but yet I've still stayed in touch with her, unlike my father.
The person you're betraying most right now is you.
Well, that's why I'm saying it this way. That's why I'm calling.
Yeah.
Because.
And how are you betraying yourself? Are you clear about that?
Well, no, I'm not yet clear about that. Other than just not speaking my truth or living my truth.
Well, any of that. But also, when you harbor any kind of unforgiveness toward your mom or your dad, you're betraying your own God energy.
Right, yeah.
We forgive others, not for them. We forgive so that our energy is free and open and can move freely and create what we want. As long as we don't forgive, part of our energy is held hostage and cannot be integrated into the creation process. Because it's trying to create the opposite of what we are saying we want. Do you understand?
I think that I held her responsible for not teaching me how to love. And then I became aware of what surrendering to love is not necessary. It's just surrendering the resistances. To love.
Surrendering
the resistances is what I have learned.
So really, all you have to do is accept love and be the state of love. One of the best exercises they've given us, so are you all doing it, is to make a red dot or use a doorknob or a book. You can use any object you want. And just practice opening your heart and loving that inanimate object. And when you get really good at it, you can love that red dot or that doorknob as much as I love Freedom, my dog. As much as you love a significant other. Because you don't have to have a reason to love. You just have to choose the state of it. You understand?
Yes, well, like the sun. It's always shining.
That's right, baby. So go to that place in you. Go to your love place. And just choose to send it to your mom and dad for your sake. For some reason, whatever reason, you wanted to learn the lessons that they supplied you in this lifetime so that you could move on soul-wise. So,
well, they're both sharing the same birthday. They're both very Virgo, but in different ways.
I'm not even going to address that because that's a definition that if you're born some time, you have to be a certain way. And that takes away the power of our own self-creation. So,
well, they share that, but they're very different.
Basically, it's all about you, baby cakes. It's all about you and going back to the state of love for the people that have hurt you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. You work with it this week and you see how you turn around. Don't worry about them. But if you turn you around, then all energy has to respond to that. That's the way it works. Okay? Thank you for calling in, baby. All right. Let's see. Maria in San Francisco. Hi, you're on.
Hi, good morning. Thank you
good
so
morning.
Much. I've been trying to figure out what to ask. If it's health this week or family, people. I'm going to go with, I met a male a couple years ago, and it was in the midst of me dealing with all my health issues, trying to figure things out, and I've always tried to help people, and it started out, I was just trying to help this person, and it turns out he had severe health issues and was in the midst of addiction and whatnot, but it turns out he was a very nice person, very giving. It's just, there was a lot he had to deal with.
What do you want to know, Maria? What do you want to know?
I'm trying to figure out what this was about because I always felt like I felt needed to be distant, but at the same time, he wasn't a bad person. And my interactions led to some property being stolen, too.
Well, sure. All right, so let's just stop. Guys, okay, if you see a bug and you know it's poisonous and it has prickly things all over it, do you go over and pick it up? No. So why are you allowing yourself to be attracted to energy that has so many problems, so many unhappiness frequencies, so much lack of self-love? That's the question you want to answer, and it goes over all of your issues. You picked this one, but the channel is saying it really goes over, you know, money and health and everything in your life, is that you attract and choose to go to the very thing you don't want. And you do that because you are addicted to saving. So I'm going to save him. I'm going to save me financially. I'm going to save my body over here. I got to save. As long as I'm saving, then I'm creating. But that's not creating. Unless you want to create sickness in all areas of your life that you have to save. And from what I'm hearing, Maria, is you're done. Are you done with that?
Yes.
That didn't sound... Convince me. Are you done with it?
I'm done with it.
Yeah. Honey, your energy is too precious to waste it in this way anymore.
Yeah.
You start being absolutely tough love with yourself around, if I'm going to be around this energy, it's got to enhance me in every way. I only am choosing energy that supports me in divine love. Is that it? No, I'm walking away. Do you understand?
Yes, and that includes my family who I live with, and that's been
absolutely
part of the issue.
Absolutely.
Trying to figure out where it is.
Well, but Maria, start by shifting the need to be saved or to save. Heal that. And then everything around you in your life will shift. But there's this intense need around saving, whether it's somebody saving you or you saving somebody. Create instead so that you don't have to save. Do you understand? Hello, do you understand?
I think so.
Okay. Then I want you to come back and listen to the show again. So when you're in a more objective place, you're going to hear exactly what I said, okay? So come back and listen to the archive. All righty?
I got it for a second.
Okay, well, let's all stop and claim around everything we talked about today. I am the frequency of 200-01. I am the knowing that I am God around the issue and the issues that were brought forward on this show today. And so it is. All right, my beautiful people, I love you so much. We are going to go do Creation Station now, and we are going to bring in even more fabulous information for all of you until we meet again. Love yourselves and love yourselves. Come on, put your arms around yourself and love yourselves more, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.